Have you, as a leader, set the sights and goals high enough for yourself and your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we've got to look at whether we've got the goals set properly for ourselves and for our team members. Most organizations measure things way more today than they ever used to if you went back 25 or 30 years ago. So all that measurement helps you keep tabs on various aspects of your business. It can also, though, lend itself to incrementalism. That's a big, long word with multiple syllables. It also means is that we tend to compare our performance today and set goals to simply increase it a little bit in the future. But what if I asked you a different question? What if I asked you what is the full potential of your operation? If you're achieving a certain level of production throughput and machine uptime, what are those machines actually capable of if they were to reach their full potential? That can give you an idea of a much higher target, which of course motivates you and it can motivate your team to excel beyond what they think is possible today. So I've got a few tips on how to focus your team on their potential. Number one is, of course, identify the potential. And like I said, you can look at some of the machine ratings that you have and some of the current levels of performance, but really think, what could that machine do? How many units could we produce? What is the potential for that process? And how far away are we from that? The second thing is involve your team. It's not any good just to identify potential and not share that information with your team. And you don't want to share it in a way that will become demotivating, like, guys, you think we're doing well now, but think of how good we could be. At the same time, is by asking them, guys, you know, this machine is rated to produce at this level, or we're currently getting 60% uptime. What if we could approach 80% uptime on that machine? How could we do that? What would we have to focus on in order to make that happen? And the third and final tip, of course, is celebrating the gains. You don't want your team to feel bad just because there's this giant gap between the current level of performance and what the potential is for your process. You do want to, though, celebrate how the gains are being made as you move from today's level of performance and approaching and getting closer to that theoretical potential for your process. So once you do all that and you learn to focus on the full potential of your team, you'll notice performance starting to rise. And that means you might want to work on some of your other leadership characteristics and aspects. And of course, that's what we're here for. Our mission in life is to help companies, through better leadership, drive exceptional performance and high employee engagement. Whether you decide to have us on site to do in-person training, or you want to tap into our state-of-the-art virtual training studio, or maybe just buy some of the resources we have on offer from our website, it all starts with a visit to uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, you can connect with us and start a conversation on social media. No matter what way we can help you, we want to strive for exceptional leadership for your organization to drive best ever results.